Hey guys, welcome back to the 23rd episode of Immortal Brawl. My name is Pulsar, and in this episode, I'm going to be going over the top 10 best brawlers in the game. Okay, so before I get into that, some just rule news. So, I didn't record Wednesday because I had a lot of school and I didn't have internet at that time, so I just really couldn't. And I have been recording a lot less lately, but I will try to get back on my track and make more content for all of you guys. So a lot of people have been sending me ideas. Well, I have been asking everybody for ideas, and I will definitely try to use every single episode idea you tell me, and let me know if you like them in the Q&A. So this episode has been requested for a really long time, and I am going to be doing this every season, ranking the top 10 best brawlers in the game. But, yeah. So, before we get into that, I've been gone a long time, like I said. And, I'm back from England, so that's cool. Oh, what's it called? The new event, I don't remember, the Star Drop event? I don't know what it was called. But we got 100 Star Drops today. 100! I got Zombie B, I got 1,000 credits, because I got 3 legendaries, and I got 500 in one, and 500 in another, like, legendary batch, and then I got Zombie B, which is a pretty good skin. I got Axel Willow, I got Shark Tank Hank, I got the Tech Maisie, I got the Drake. Oh, Doug or Drake Doug, I'm not sure what it was called. I got a lot of pins, and I upgraded almost all of my brawlers to power 7 or higher. So I only have 6 more brawlers, and then all my brawlers are going to be 7 or higher, and I can't wait to do that. My mini, I got a legendary Star Drop, and I got Leon. Leon, he's like one of my favorite brawlers. Like, my favorite ones are probably Sam, Leon, Crow, Spike, Colette. I've been playing Colette a lot of the time, and she's actually a really good brawler, and you'll see him soon. So, Kyrus did drop his video of who he thinks is the top 10 best brawler in the game, and I do agree with him. Some things I do agree, and some things I don't, but, yeah, so really this... Oh, I did get the Melody Spray, which I'm not sure how I got that, because she isn't out yet. But I think it's because, like, if... I think it's with the thing that they did, where you can get skins for brawlers you don't have, so they can use higher rarities in the Brawl Pass. And I think it's something to do with that, but I'm not sure. So that's cool. Yeah, I don't think there's... Oh, sorry. I don't think there's that many announcements other than the Star Drop event. Let's see. What else is crazy? What else is going on? Well, if I remember, then I'll definitely try to say that at the end. Okay, well, now I am going to go over the top 10 best brawlers in the game. Okay. So, the top 10 best brawler in the game is going to be Colette. So, like I said before, there are many good brawlers in the game. And right now, I'm going to go over the top 10 best ones. So, the 7th one is Colette, especially in Heist. She has a lot of DPS. She can deal tons of damage. She has a great hyper charge. Well, it's not the best, but she has a really good hyper charge. She deals a lot of damage. She's a great gadget. Both her star powers aren't actually that bad. They're both really, like, they're not the best, but they're not bad. So, that's good. Her super is interesting and it's strong. Her attack is interesting and it's strong. And I just think Colette, she's been really good lately. And, definitely, usually if there's, like, a heist map, then people will ban Colette. I ban her if I'm, like, the second or... No, if I'm, like, the third or fourth pick in the ranked. But otherwise, I don't ban her if I'm, like, the first or second pick, because I really want to do that and destroy the other team safe. So, yeah, Colette, she's really good, and I definitely think that she will be... That she doesn't get enough credit. Like, a lot of people sleeping on her. And I just think that she's been really good and viable in a lot of maps. So before we go further on, when we reach to the top three brawlers, I am going to go over some honorable mentions. And then plus one, plus another brawler, which you will understand later. Okay, so the ninth best brawler in the game is Fang. So I actually did think he's going to be terrible, like, because I thought he's going to get even more nerfs. But nonetheless, he is still one of the best brawlers in the game, especially with his quadruple kills with 5v5. It turns out it is back, so yeah, that was confusing. His attack is still really strong. They didn't nerf his damage, they only nerfed his hype charge, I'm pretty sure, and one of his star powers. So, yeah, I just think Fang, he's been really good lately, and definitely if you have the option to get him and want to upgrade him, get it. But I wouldn't do it. Well, no, you do it. So if you're like a brawler person, if you're a person who doesn't have all the brawlers and you have an option to unlock Fang or Mr. P, choose Fang. Probably you will still anyway choose Fang, but Fang, he's like one of the best brawlers in the game. Okay, so I hate Fang, just a quick exposure, but he is really good, so yeah. The eighth best brawler in the game is Larry and Lori. Maybe all of you think he's even better, but I think that there's, like, so many brawlers that outpower him, and with his damages, like, with his nerfs, he is still really good. He can deal tons of damage. He has decent range. It's not 24 tiles, it's only 21 now, but still, he's really good. He's got a great super, great damage, great movement speed, too. And I just think that Larry and Lori, they definitely deserve to be in 8th or higher. It's just, maybe some of you think he's in top 5, but for now, he's going to be 8. Because, like I said, there are many brawlers that outpower him. Okay, so the 7th best brawler in the game is Piper. So, Piper, she is interesting, let's just say that. She has tons of damage. Well, far away. She has a gadget that literally aims for you. It doesn't hit all the time, but it has a much bigger chance of hitting than you. But actually, I use the other gadget, auto-aimer, because I just think it's so good. So, I think it's much better, but that's really your opinion. So, like I was going on before. So, she has a great gadget that literally auto-aims for you. She has another gadget that pushes away brawlers. So, basically, like Edgar or Fang or El Primo, or all the brawlers that can jump or have abilities to get close to you. She just pushes them away, deals like shoots free shots, even maybe her super jumps away and then kills them. So Piper, yeah, she's really good, especially in long range maps, she's great, and in open maps. So basically, if there's time detonation, either ban Piper, or like in ranked, or ban Piper, or just try to get that first pick and try to get her. That's only if you're good at her. And I remember that, like, some time ago, she was the most skilled brawler in the game. Like, people said that. And now she's no skill, but I don't get it. Like, is it because people have started to learn how to aim? Or is it just because she got some buff, or what happened, or before only some people liked her, and that's why she was a good skill brawler? So, I don't really get it now, but, yeah, Piper definitely, she's like the 7th best brawler in the game, if not better. Okay, so the 6th best brawler in the game is Charlie. So, hear me out. Charlie, she has a super that literally cancels the most OP thing in the game. Funny purple button. If you don't know what that is, then just guess. Hypercharges, yeah, the most annoying thing in the game. Let's say, if I can't imagine what Larry and Lori's hypercharge will be, it's probably like spawns 10 twins. Oh, that's going to be chaos. So, yeah. So, Charlie, she can mute the hype charge with her hype charge. And she has decent movement speed, decent damage. Her reload speed did get nerfed, like that she can't just spam out attack when you're right on top of her. But she still is really good. So, definitely, I think Charlie is the 6th best brawler in the game. But yeah, especially her super. So the fifth best brawler in the game is Dynamite. And he might even be like a top four, top three brawler. But I think all the like from the fifth, from number five to number one, all of these brawlers are like super good and you should be trying to prioritize to get them, except for the last two because they are pretty hard to get and you'll understand later. Okay, so like I was going on, Dynamite, great gadget, it stuns people. His super deals like, what, 6,000 damage, and with his hypercharge is OP, he's got an OP star power. He's got actually pretty decent health for a thrower. Like, I think he's got 6,400, and that is actually quite a lot. Like, Tick has 3,000 only, so, yeah. And, he deals a ton of damage. Dynamite, he has, like, long movement speed, and I think Dynamite is just an improvement of Larry and Lori, but maybe, like, Larry and Lori and Dynamite are kind of the same, just I think Dynamite's better. Maybe I just like Dynamite more, but yeah, especially Dynamite with his hype charge, with his super, all his kit is good. I just think that Dynamite, I didn't mean kit like the brawler, I meant like his kit with his gadget star power and all of that. So, sorry. So yeah, I just think Dynamite definitely probably deserves to be even higher on the list. He's been dominating the meta right now, and I just think that he's probably the best brawler, like one of the best brawlers in the game. Okay, so coming in number four is going to be Meiko. So he has gotten quite a lot of nerfs, I'm pretty sure. Well, not too much, but he has gotten nerfs. But I actually thought he's going to be the worst brawler in the game at the, like, when he just came out, because he had super slow reload speed, sorry. And I remember that Danny said, like, when he was just released, Danny said that at first people won't be able to play him, but later on he will probably be the best brawler in the game. And he predicted it hell right, because he's one of the best brawlers in the game. The fact that with every shot, that with every of his attacks, he jumps over and deals damage of different people attacks, it's crazy. He can dodge attacks really easily, he can escape really easily, he can, well, his super's mid-range, and his hype charge is probably the worst hype charge of all of them, but, yeah, I just think Meiko, probably one of the best brawlers in the game, if not, well, he is one of the best brawlers in the game, and definitely probably one of the best, yeah, he's good, sorry. Okay, so before we get into the top three best brawlers in the game, I'm going to go over some honorable mentions, plus one, bonus one. So, the top fifth most honorable mention is Bo. So, just before I go into all of them, these aren't going to be in any particular order. They're all pretty good and pretty bad, like, not pretty bad, but they're all at the same level, so don't count this as anything. So, but he can deal tons of damage. He isn't as good as he was when they buffed him. Sorry, I have hiccups again. But he still is really good. His mines can deal a lot of damage if you like use the gadget correctly. He is good in a heist. He's good in many maps. He's a really versatile brawler. And I don't think he's a top 10 brawler, but maybe top 15, 20. Well, no, he's a top 15 brawler at least. Okay, so the fourth best brawler in the game is Buzz. Well, that was stupid. No, the fourth honorable mention is Buzz. So Buzz, he is really good because of his hypercharge. Like, the fact that he can swing around like Spider-Man every time he hits something is crazy. He can, I'm pretty sure he can stunlock people, but he did get an emergency nerf, I'm pretty sure. Sorry if I'm mistaken, but I think he did. And especially, like I was saying, with his hype charge, he's great. He's got pretty good damage. He's got a pretty good kit himself. And I definitely think that he's like a top 15 brawler, also like Bo. Okay, so coming in number three is Edgar. So Edgar, he probably does deserve to be on the top 10 best brawler list. But I am kind of biased and yeah, I hate Edgar. He's basically just an auto-aim brawler, but I did have to mention him this whole video, not video, podcast. So, yeah. Edgar, he is really good. He can deal a lot of damage. He's got a great hype charge, great super, and basically he's an auto-aim brawler, so You don't need any skill to play him, so really anybody can be good at him. Yeah, I don't mean to offend anybody by saying this, but yeah, because he is an interesting brawler, as I've learned to say the past 2 weeks. Okay, so the second honorable mention is going to be Pearl. So Pearl, she is good. So basically, she has a lot of health, pretty long range, like it's not too much, but she has decent range. She has tons of damage. A great, she has decent star powers, a great gadget, great super, an okay hypercharge. And overall, I just think Pearl is probably, like, one of the best brawlers in the game. And I think she even might be a top 10 brawler. But, yeah. Pearl, good brawler, definitely deserves to be here. And if not on the honorable mentions, then on the top 10 best brawler list. Okay, so the last honorable mention before the plus one honorable mention is going to be Angelo. So I'm not sure how good he is because I haven't played him that much. This is going to sound kind of stupid, but I only have him rank 2. Yay! Yeah, I didn't play him at all when he came out because I didn't like him and I didn't like him that much. But yeah, so Angelo, he has pretty good damage. Yeah, he is a really skill cap brawler because you need to learn how to play him. You need to learn when to shoot, when to not shoot, how to preserve your ammo, when to heal up, when to put your super down, where to put your super down. And I think Angelo, he's a really skill cap brawler. And definitely, if I knew how to play him better and if I knew him a little bit better, then he would probably be in the top 10 best brawler list, but I'm not sure. Okay. So now I'm going to go over the plus one mention. So that is going to be Melody. So Kyra said in his video that she will be an S tier brawler, either S or A, I'm not so sure. But I'm pretty sure it was an S tier brawler, and I'm not sure if she will be. She did look pretty good in the Brawl Talk, and I just think Melody, she will be good. I'm not sure now. And for now, she's going to stay in the honorable mentions. But when the new season comes out, I will definitely go over her much more. Okay, so now hopping back into the list of the top 10 best brawlers. So they were the honorable mentions, and now I'm going to finish the list. Okay, so the third best brawler in the game is Cordelius. The fact that his super can cancel hypercharges, the most OP thing in the game, find the purple button, is OP. He can really easily cancel supers. He's got a great gadget, like the mute gadget. He's got pretty good damage. His kit again is good. He's got two really good star powers. I'm not sure which one is the best one. I do like using the one where the mushrooms spawn up, but I will have to see if I get this hype charge, and then I will have to see which one is better. But yeah, so Cordelius, he's been really good. He has never been bad, actually. He's been, like, good since he came out until now. He's been good all the time. And I just think Cordelius is definitely one of the top three best brawlers in the game. Okay, so the top two best brawlers in the game are both really good brawlers that you should try to, like, count on. And probably the top two best bans in all of the ranked matches. So I'm going to go over them both. So, at first hand, we have Leon. And second hand, we have Spike. Which one do you think is better? I'll let the time tick. Okay, time. Okay, so I put Spike in number 2 and Leon in number 1. Spike is really good. I think that he can... I think that he can do crazy damage up close. He can do 4,000 damage up close and far. And if he's further away, then he can deal 2,200 something damage. And he's got a great gadget. He's got a great star power. The one where the curveball gadget isn't star power. It's great. It's really easy to hit your shots. His super is really good, and I just think he's been really viable in the meta. And definitely, if you see him getting banned in ranked matches, then don't be surprised, because he's one of the best brawlers in the game. Okay, Now I'm going to go over the first best brawler in the game. Okay, so number one is Leon. So like I said before, he has tons of damage, like a load of damage. He has pretty long range. He has a really good super. Both of his star powers are good, but Invisor Healer is probably one of the best star powers in the game. He's got a pretty OP hypercharge. It's not the best, but it's not, like, terrible. He's been really easy to in the meta, and I play ranked not too much, and I only have, like, Diamond 1, so, yeah, that shows it. But I see Leon getting banned every match. So if, like again with Spike, if you're surprised that he gets banned, then, well, don't be. He's one of the best brawlers in the game. Okay, so that wraps it up for the top 10 best brawlers in the game and 5 honorable mentions plus 1. I hope you liked them. Okay, now I'm going to go over a ton of Q&A. So I haven't done this for 3 episodes, I'm pretty sure, because, like, I was pre-recording 2 episodes, and then one episode I was, it was an announcement that I was back, and I couldn't do it, because it wasn't too long episode, but I'm not sure I did. Did I do episode 20? Yeah, I did episode 20. So, okay. Let's see. Okay. Announcements plus tips for ranked. So I actually should have put in that as an episode, but I didn't. Okay. So, the poll was, is my new update schedule okay? So 2 people said, yes, I love it. 2 people said, it's fine. And 8 people said, sad that there's only 2 episodes per week, but other than that, it's pretty fine. So 8 people won. That one won. Yeah, that was a little bit specific, only a little bit. But, yeah. Okay, so I didn't get too many... I did get a lot of plays, but I didn't get too many Q&As. So, just going to go over them quickly. So, I asked, what tips for rank do you have? I am Mopey says, use Brock with quick fire, fire kit for Hot Zone Rough Map, not sure what that map is, sorry. Then he says, Latvia NS time difference is 11 hours, so if it is 4 p.m. here, it is 5 a.m. at your place. Okay, so, Okay, well, if you want to do a collab, then just write to me in my email and we can figure things out there much easier. Okay, Kaka says, always ban or pick Colette in Big Friend modifier. Yeah, completely agree with you. She's probably, like, the best tank counter in the game. Ethan says, use the modifiers to your advantage. It is good to figure out which brawlers are good on which maps. Modifiers. I am Silver 3, but I am aiming for Diamond League this season. Only got player icons bling. Yeah, me too. I only got player icons and bling. I want to get the Meridosa Piper skin. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. Or Agent Piper or whatever that is. But, yeah. So that actually was in the shop. So definitely check that out. Okay, episode 21. Let's see. Oh, okay. So, reworking the top 5 worst brawlers in the game. Okay, so the poll was, which animator do you like best? The old ones out. Hamanations, Jaden Animations, something else said, none, I hate this kind of video, or I don't know what these are. So, the one that won was, I don't know what these are. And if you don't know what these are YouTube channels. They are, like, they make mini animations, and then they post them on the internet. So, my personal favorite one is The Old Ones Out and Jaden Animations. But Hamanations is good, and I don't really watch something else YT. So, the reason why I put this poll was because I am thinking of making a YouTube channel like this, and this means I will post maybe once a week, maybe twice, but that might be on a rare occasion, but we will see. Okay, So now I ask, did you agree with the list? What reworks do you have? And I haven't read these actually, but I have posted them. So Ethan says, I feel Poco's will have a high skill cap and Frank's will be OP. So yeah, I definitely agree with you. Poco's will have a high skill cap and Frank's, yeah, it did have a overpowered, but I thought it would be cool. And then he said, but the rest are awesome, especially Barley and Meg ones. So yeah, congrats on Sam Mastery. Love the content. Have a collab with Miles. And I am trying to do that. It's just that we have different time differences, and it's hard for us to write and do the collab. So we will try to do that. I'm probably going to write him today, but you'll see later. Okay, then I Am Mopey says they reworked Meg in season 17, where she swapped. Oh yeah, where she spawned in her Meg. Oh yeah, now I remember. It didn't decay, but the secondary super was nerfed. Okay. Did you know only 3 people have the 219 esports pin? And yes, I did know that from Lex Video, but that is cool. And thank you for reminding me. I have the 2020 esports pin, but yeah. Also, I hit 10k Edgar Mastery plus rank 35. So I hit 10k. Oh, that's cool. Congrats on reaching 10k and Edgar Mastery plus rank 25. I'm guessing you got Edgar, the CEO of Brawl Stars, and the rank 25 Edgar. So that's cool. Congrats on that. Okay, now I'm going to go over episode 22. So this is the last Q&A I have. I haven't done this for a long time. And actually, that wasn't too many votes for the poll, but I'll still go over it. I asked, do you have a gold 3 mastery title? 2 people said almost, 2 people said yes, I have one, and 1 person said yes, I have one, yes, I have 2 or 3. So I was the one who said I have one. Well, no, I didn't say that. But there is actually quite a lot of Q&A for this episode, so I am going to go over them quickly. First of all, Kaka says, I have 6 masteries and not 2 or 3. Pam, Sam, Cordelius, Mortis, Tara, Colt. Well, yeah, that's a lot of grinding. Lucky you, I guess. Easton says, I am at goal 2 on RT, but I only play 30 minutes a day. You should do an episode about the top 10 brawlers to rob a bank. Okay, that's a good suggestion, and I will try to do that. Miles says, rank all Supercell games. I will try to do that, but I only know Clash Royale and Clash of Clans, and the rest I don't really play, so yeah. Or do one with me. I am trying to. And then all rank the YouTubers. So I actually was thinking of that before, but that will have to have some research. So Carnivorous, he's from the Carnivorous, from Carnivorous Gaming, a good podcast. If you like video podcasts like Everything Brawl Stars or Rogue Brawl, then definitely go check all of them out. So he says, at MB for saying chat all a lot. It's kind of just a force of habit. Wait, what does MB mean? I'm sorry. Carnivorous. I didn't mean to be rude by saying that. I just kind of thought that it wasn't annoying. It's just it, like, you kept saying it all the time, and then it was like, oh. But I don't, if you want to keep saying that, it's not my place to say anything, and I'm sorry if I kind of offended you. But, what does MB mean? Oh, it's okay. So, yeah, I'm sorry, but I will. It just thought maybe some other people thought that. Okay, sorry about that. Then I Am Mopey says, hi, maybe you can rank literally every skin in the game or do a mega Q&A catch-up. Ranking mastery titles or doing the bracket Nemo made would be cool. Well, I don't know what bracket Nemo made, but I will find out. Okay, I will try to rank all the mastery titles. And I just did a Q&A catch-up, so, yeah, I'm going to publish your response. Okay, so now I have finally done all of the episode idea, all of the Q&As. Oh, okay, so, yeah, I hope you liked this episode, and I will see you in the next one. This is Pulsar, pulsating out.